Sunlight crests the Earth's surface. As rays of light shoot up from the continents, the planet spins into view, with a word across it, Universal. A web address appears, www.universalstudios.com. A planet spins into view in a vast galaxy. Two rings encircle it as words appear. Universal, an MCA company? A red line loops and twists to form the words, Lorimar presents. In space, a purplish planet with bodies of water within it floats. Words appear, a Lorimar presentation, a Universal/Lorimar production. In neon blue letters, the last starfighter. A silver planet glows. Sparkling red particles fly through space, starring Lance Guest, the words zoom backward with a bright burst of blue light. Dan O'Herlihy, as Grig. Catherine Mary Stewart. Co-starring, Barbara Bawson, Norman Snow. And Robert Preston, as Centauri. Music by Craig Savan. Costume designer, Robert Fletcher. Associate producer, Johnny H. Whitney Jr. Film editor, C. Timothy O'Mara. The red particles dissipate. Thousands of stars shine, a planet zooms by. Production designer, Ron Cobb. Rings orbit a dark orange planet. Art director, James D. Bissell. A grayish planet zooms by. Director of photography, King Baggett. A white fog covers the gray planet and fades to a cloudy blue sky. Written by Jonathan Bethuel. Green mountains line the horizon. Produced by Gary Adelson and Edward O. Deneau. Directed by Nick Castle. Daytime. A dirt road leads to an RV park. A sign reads, Starlight, Starbright. On a step before a blue and white RV, a brown and black dog sleeps on its back.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock in wonderful Coombs County. We're once again...
An orange cat hops out of a mailbox. The dog rolls off the step. Pinwheels spin, chickens amble, an awning rises with a dangling wind chime. A dark-skinned man crouches. He scrapes food into a bowl. The dog eats it.
Gonna be a sparkling day. Sparkling.
A brunette woman walks through the trailer park with a cooler.
Great day for picnic, Maggie.
Can't wait, Mr. Boone. Catch up a big one. Granny, I fixed your lunch and put it in the fridge.
Have fun, child.
Sure you're going to be okay?
I'll be fine, dear. Now you just run along.
Bye.
Granny puts on headphones. She bobs her head and fiddles with a potted flower.
Hi, Miss Rogan.
Hi, Maggie.
Did you find that picnic basket yet?
Mm-hmm. It's in the living room.
Oh, thanks. Where's Alex?
Where else? Right.
Lewis.
A young boy in a space helmet cocks a toy gun.
Good morning, space son Lewis.
Earthling.
Lewis!
Yoo-hoo, Jane! Elvira's electric is out again, and she's gonna get hyper if she can't see her son!
Lewis shoots at Granny.
Granny, tell Elvira that Alex will be over to patch her electric in time for the soap.
I'll tell her, Jane.
Elvira? Lewis? Elvira? Lewis? Go tell Alex that I need him.
Beware, aliens. Lewis Rogan, the cosmic cadet. The space adventure is on your case.
Lewis shoots into the blue and white RV. He lifts up his helmet.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
A young man in a denim shirt plays an arcade game. The cat sits on top of the screen.
Okay, let's go.
Prepare for target light effective, Starfighter.
A green interface shows on the screen.
Mom's looking for you, Alex.
Lewis puts his helmet on a table. He drags a bench to the video game and stands on it. A red cursor aims at asteroids.
Right there!
Alex pulls on the joysticks.
Yeah. Now to the center, shoot him, okay? Now from the bottom up, okay? Now going right over there. Okay, doing good. Okay, up there.
Move ahead, will you, Lewis?
Maggie carries a towel, a cooler, and a picnic basket. A red truck approaches.
Request permission to turn the bridge over to my little brother, Lewis, sir!
Okay, Dark's your death.
I'm defeated. 25 cents more, please.
Ah, crap on.
Rogan, come on. Hey,
Alex, how you doing, man?
Big Al. Come on,
Alex.
Let's do it, buddy. Come
what
on.
Are what are you doing?
Come on, Alex.
Hurry up.
Alex checks the mailbox.
Alex, did it come yet?
No, I don't think so.
What's it this time, Rogan? You joining the Foreign Legion?
Yes, sir, folks. Step right up. Meet boy adventurer Alex Rogan on the last leg of his worldwide tour to nowhere.
Funny, Blake. You guys think I'm going to hang out here, watch you shine your pickup,
go to the drive-in, get drunk and throw up every Saturday night?
Go to City College like everybody else. Forget it, man. I'm doing something with my life.
Whoa, Mr. Serioso.
Yeah? Oh, my, that's going to take all day. I was going to Silver Lake.
Honey, I know. I'm sorry. I'm working lunch and dinner. I'm going to be in town all day.
Oh, all right. Okay, Ma. I'll do it.
Thanks, honey.
We're going to be late. Look, you better just go ahead with Allie.
No, Alex, I'll stay.
No, that's okay. This will take a while. I'll catch up with you later.
Alex.
Alex strolls into the RV park.
Thanks, Alex.
Dusk, the setting sun casts a pink glow across the sky. On a door, a poster of a beach at sunset hangs. The door opens, Alex lumbers in. He digs in his pocket and sets keys on a desk. He slumps into a chair and removes his boots. Wind ruffles his hair. He stares at a dangling mobile of planets and a spaceship. The mobile spins. Alex rotates in the chair and stares at the planets. A blue planet with rings orbits. Alex mouths the words from the radio.
It's going to be a pleasant summer, according to Farmer's Almanac. Yeah, I love the Farmer's Almanac.
he stands at the arcade game.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Yeah.
Get ready. Prepare for blastoff.
On the screen, a spaceship's jet engines flare. It ascends into space.
Prepare for target light tracking, Starfighter.
Nighttime, the park sign lights flash on and off. The dark-skinned man exits a general store. Alex plays Starfighter outside.
Hi, Alex.
Yes?
Where's your Maggie?
Good question. Not having a good time, I guess.
Oh, and you never have a good time, Daddy?
Oh, sure, I love patching 30-year-old fuse panels and plunging people's toilets. Otis, I never even get a chance to have a good time around here.
Things change. Always do. You get your chance. Important thing is when it comes, you gotta grab it with both hands. Hold on tight.
Alex gawks at Otis. Otis nods.
Enemy squadrons in sectors 3, 6, 7, closing fast.
Alex jerks his head back to the game. The red truck pulls in.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome. Good
night, Maggie.
Maggie approaches Alex. She pauses. Alex stares at the game. Otis sits and lights a match. He smokes from a pipe. He eyeballs Alex and shakes his head at Maggie. Maggie offers a tight-lipped smile. She sets down the picnic basket and cooler. She stands beside Alex and watches the screen.
Thought you were gonna meet me at the lake. What happened?
Same thing that always happens. I couldn't get away. Where's everybody else?
They went to a movie.
Old Jack Blake just happened to be going your way, huh?
Enemy squadron in sector 3.
He said I was on his way home.
Blake lives on the other side of town.
Come on, Alex. I wanted to get back to you.
She smirks at him. He half smiles.
Okay.
He rolls his eyes and grins.
Good show, Starfighter. We
will. Alex, look!
Oh my god, what's that? 900,000.
You gonna bust the record?
Hey! Hey! Listen up, everybody! Alex is going for the record!
Take a hand.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Got him? Oh, he's gonna get that.
Alex purses his lips. His eyes reflect the game screen.
You can do it.
Otis? Come on.
I'm so excited.
Otis, what are you yelling about? Let's go.
Come on. Come on. He's gonna bust the record.
Yes. Hurry.
Through the interface, a red cursor follows enemy spaceships. They explode on contact. He blasts ship after ship. A large one approaches.
Odin, command ship, and rank kill zone.
Command ship!
Oh, command ship!
Follow command ship!
You can do it, Alex.
The command ship rotates and glides closer.
Oh, come on, that's the one. That's the one we want.
Get out of here!
The command ship explodes. Maggie kisses Alex on the lips. The trailer park residents high-five him. The screen reads, Record Breaker, in flashing blue and red text. The park sign lights flash on and off, alternating between the words Starlight, Starbright. Alex and Maggie cuddle on the swinging bench.
Thank you.
Alex gazes at the sky. Maggie bites her fingernails. He turns to her and smooches her head. She nuzzles him.
Night, Alex.
Night, Alex? Wait a second.
Maggie? Lewis sits up in bed and opens his blinds.
Hold on a second, where are you going?
Maggie paces, Alex approaches her.
What's wrong?
Well, I guess it just hit me. You really are leaving here, aren't you?
Of course I'm leaving here. We're both going to leave here.
Both of us, Alex?
Yeah. We talked about this. When I get to school, I'm going to find a place and I'm going to come back and get you.
Well, what about Granny?
Granny? Truth is, you're scared of leaving this trailer park.
I'm not scared of leaving this trailer park, Alex.
Hey, listen.
He places his hands on her shoulders.
Whatever happens, it's you and me forever, right? Right?
I love you so much, Alex.
I'll always love you, Max.
They make out. Lewis watches from his window.
Diarrhea.
Jane lumbers home with her hands full of groceries and mail. She watches Alex and Maggie. She draws her lips in a thin line, looks down, and heads inside.
Maggie! Maggie!
Alex, I gotta go in. Night.
Night.
Alex jogs into his house. Jane sets the mail on the counter and walks to the kitchen with the groceries. Alex watches her and smiles.
Someday they're gonna say this is where it all began.
What?
Mom, I finally broke the Starfighter record.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
Nice? Stupendous.
Alex, Mr. Brenner knew that you'd want to see this as soon as possible, so he brought it by the diner, and I was so excited I opened it.
Well, that's okay. What is it?
It's about your loan.
Jane frowns.
You can still go to City College with your friends.
Alex's eyes widen. He yanks the paper and runs outside. He sprints to the street. Beside the park sign, he reads the paper and crumples it. He chucks it at the sign. He rests his arm on the sign. The neon letters cast a red glow on his face. The Starfighter game lights up. Alex approaches the game. The machine shakes. He furrows his brow. The game shuts off. A sleek futuristic car with green taillights pulls up, the door opens upward, the interior is pitch black. Alex raises his brows.
Hello? Excuse me, son.
Store's closed, mister.
I'm not here for cigarettes or bubblegum, my boy. Can you tell me the name of the person who broke the record on that game over there, and where I might find him?
Alex Rogan. You're looking at him.
Alex Rogan.
Who are you?
Centauri's the name. I invented Starfighter, which is why I'm here.
It is?
It is. We have to talk about a matter of utmost importance. Step into my office.
That's it. Come on now. Nothing to be afraid of.
Alex sits behind the man in a fedora and beside a man hidden in the shadows.
Oh, yes. Say hello to my assistant, Beta.
Howdy.
They shake hands. Sparks fly.
Ow.
Beta exits.
I must congratulate you on your virtuoso performance, my boy. Centauri is impressed. I've seen him come and I've seen him go, but you're the best, my boy. Dazzling. Light years ahead of the competition, which is why Centauri is here. He's got a little proposition for you. Are you interested?
I guess.
The door slams shut.
Hey.
The car zooms away. Beta stands motionless beside the sign.
What are you doing?
Listen, Centauri wants to keep it for a surprise. Trust me. Oh, you're gonna love it. Love it.
Centauri whips around a mountain and a 35 miles per hour sign wobbles.
The amusing thing about this, it's all a big mistake. That particular Starfighter game was supposed to be delivered to Vegas, not some flea-speck trailer park in the middle of tumbleweeds and tarantulas. So it must be fate, destiny, blind chance, luck even, that brings us together. And as the poet says, the rest is history.
They speed past a police car. The cops awaken. The speed gun reads 303. The cop's jaw hangs open.
Where are you going? Where are you taking me?
I told you. I want to save it for a surprise. Hey, are you the kind of kid who reads the last page of a mystery first? Who pesters the magician to tell you his tricks? Who sneaks downstairs to peek at his Christmas presents? No, of course you're not. That's why I'm not going to tell you.
They zoom through a tunnel.
Oh, God.
Besides, I just love surprises, don't you?
Hey, look out! Stop!
Oh, dear.
Hit the brake!
Centauri pushes a button. Jet engines extend from the back and the car glides over road blockers.
Oh.
The jet engines flare up with green flames. They lift straight up. Alex slams back in the seat. The wheels turn horizontally and tuck in. Alex glances outside. The car exits the Earth's atmosphere. Alex jerks his arms onto a glass window separating the backseat from the front and pulls himself forward. Centauri wipes his face with a red cloth, fleshy colored paste and two eyeballs smear onto the cloth. He wipes the eyeballs clean. Centauri turns, his eyes glow red, his skin wrinkly and gray.
Shifting into star drive at Columba Zeta. Hold tight.
The car glides past an orange ring planet. Centauri pulls back the center console and reveals a spectrum of glowing lights. The car zooms through space. They enter a pocket of glowing blue particles. The particles fade to red. Alex stares out. A vertical blue beam collides with a red one. They bounce off each other and expand horizontally with magenta stars. The car exits the pocket and approaches a purple and blue planet. Centauri wipes his face with a cloth and his human face returns. He blinks hard and widens his jaw. He tucks the cloth in his jacket pocket. The car enters the planet's atmosphere.
Rita, Ritana. Ritana.
Ritana. Ritana Sarsela. Ritana.
Alex gawks at Centauri. The car glides above thin gray clouds. They lower through the clouds and fly over a rippled desert-like land. On the side of a mountain, a metallic silver base station stands. The car swoops into a tunnel. Metal flaps fold over the jet engines. On wheels, the car enters the station. Alex's eyes widen. Centauri parks. A bright white light shines from above. Alex squints.
Hey! Hey, let me out of here!
Alex's door lifts open. Before him, a large-headed, half-bald, blonde woman in a beige uniform crosses her arm over her chest. Alex gawks at her.
Rintensi. Peter.
She beckons to him.
Peter. Peter.
He exits the car and follows her.
There's a perfectly logical explanation for all this.
A hexagon-shaped door slides open. The woman points to a hallway. He steps in. The door closes.
Where are you going?
Strips of white light flash on him. A conveyor belt glides him through the hallway. A half-bald man in a gray uniform sits at a desk. He hands Alex a beige uniform.
Hi. How are you? What is this? Listen, do you speak English? This is nice, but,
A man in a visor glares at him.
Asanje!
Isanje? Oni Matsuela! Prita! Prita!
Centauri, what's going on here?
He's just saying how delighted he is that you're here. And if there's anything he can do to make your stay more enjoyable, just give him a ring.
My stay? What are you talking about? Where are we?
Welcome to Rylos, my boy.
Rylos? Wait a minute, you mean like in a game?
Oh, he's quick. He's quick. He's very quick. He's speechless. So long, Alex. Have fun! May the luck of the seven pillars of Gulu be with you at all times. Oh, someday these cheapskates will thank Centauri, trust me. Bula!
At Alex's house, Lewis flips through Playboy magazines on the floor.
Where the hell's June?
He pulls a magazine from the bed.
Yonanda, baby.
He squints and nods. A lump moves around under the blankets.
Hi, Mags.
Hi, Lewis. Is he up?
Yeah, he's been up all night. Moaning.
Lewis takes a book from the desk and leaves. Maggie twirls her hair.
Alex? Your mother told me about the loan. Is there anything I can do?
Maggie furrows her brow.
Listen, I'll be next door if you need anything, okay?
The lump moves around. Maggie nods and leaves. A hand sticks out and removes the blanket. A pale white, slimy-skinned, bald creature with huge eyeballs lies. Its face inflates and deflates. Red lights glow and dart around below the skin. Alex and the woman enter a large control room. Several blinking dashboards stand in a row. Half-bald men and women dressed in beige uniforms mill about the room. They sit before lit-up monitors. Stations resembling the arcade game line the walls. A group of half-bald men march through. Brows furrowed, Alex glances around the room. a red light pulses, the spaceship from the game slides across the floor.
Gunstars. I gotta be dreaming.
E.I. Kita.
Yeah, right, Kita.
Mouth agape, Alex follows the woman. He glances between her and the row of gunstars.
Listen, there's been a big mistake.
She places a device on his collar.
Welcome to Starfighter Command. Speak English?
No, you hear English thanks to your translator device.
Hurry up. We haven't got much time. The briefing begins immediately. Join the other recruits.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about recruits?
A variety of different species of aliens sit in chairs.
I don't believe this.
They turn away from him.
Attention. Attention, please. Ambassador Endurant has arrived and will now address Starfighter Command personnel.
An old man stands on a catwalk above the crew.
As you all know, we have been on a desperate quest.
Alex steps on an alien's tentacle.
I should crush you to gore and dust.
I'm sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to step on your whatever that is.
If I may continue.
You don't trifle with the Bodhi. They love to fight. That's why they're perfect for this war.
Did you say war?
But of course. Why else do you think you're here? You were recruited by the Star League to defend
them. To defend the frontier against Xur and the Kodan Armada.
Aeons ago, our ancestors created our great frontier, a barrier of energy, encircling the peaceful systems of the universe and forever shutting out the scourge that lurks beyond.
The man gestures toward large monitors.
Fellow islands, because of a dark betrayal, our frontier will soon collapse. So we turn to you, starfighters and your navigators, for of all the billions of creatures in the Star League, only you few were found to possess the gift. You, and you alone, stand between us and the black terror of the Kodan. Victory or death!
Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death!
Alex gawks as everyone pumps their fists. Alex spots Centauri across the room and runs to him.
Victory or death!
Now, Starfighters, if you will reach underneath your seats, you will find a packet which contains...
He bumps into a brown, scaly alien.
This is a restricted area, off-limits to... My apologies, Starfighter. Star Navigator First Class Grigg, at your service, sir.
Hi, I'm Alex Rogan. I was playing this game back home, and this guy came up to me. Well, he's not a guy, he's an alien, right? And I get into his car, only it's not a car, it's a spaceship. And, there's been a big mistake.
Am I to understand you're actually declining the honor of becoming a starfighter?
You got it.
Extraordinary. For eons, all creatures have dreamt of being starfighters. Where are you from?
Earth. And, we're not at war with anybody except each other.
Earth? Earth isn't a formal member of the Star League and isn't due to be approached until it matures. This is all highly irregular. Tell me, who recruited you?
Centauri. There he is. That's him.
Centauri? I might have known.
Up to your old Excalibur tricks again, eh, Centauri? Did it ever occur to you that it's against the law to recruit from worlds outside the Star League?
Earth's in danger too, isn't it? And no, I did not use the Excalibur test. It was called a video game. But what's all the brouhaha? After all, He does have the gift.
This may come as a bit of a shock to you, but he doesn't want to be a starfighter.
Doesn't want to be a... Are you a coward? Are you crazy?
You didn't tell me about any of this.
Return the money, Centauri.
Return the money? Are you delirious? You know how long it took to invent the games, to merchandise them, to get them into the stores by Christmas?
It must be terribly embarrassing for you, and I do sympathize. However...
But I saw him fight. He could be the greatest starfighter ever.
That was a game, Centauri.
A game? You may have thought it was a game, but it was also a test. Aha! A test sent out across the universe to find those with the gift to be starfighters. And here you are, my boy. Here you are.
Right, here I am, about to be killed.
Killed? Did you? You don't seriously think it's dangerous, do you? Don't be silly. Trust me.
A breeze blows Centauri's hat and ruffles Alex's hair. The monitors turn to static and grainy particles fill the room. It morphs into a hologram of a half-bald man.
Zur. Zur. Zur.
Yes, Father.
Your
mighty frontier grows weaker by the moment.
Do not call me Father. You are no longer my son. You're an outcast. Why have you returned?
I have returned for the good of all Rylans.
There's an armada of Codan warships behind you.
Rylands would welcome me, Father.
Star League Justice put down your Zurian cult. Your followers are few and scattered.
Star League? A refuge for weak worlds not worthy to be our equals.
That is for the Rylands to decide, and not for a dangerous and evil child such as yourself.
And yet it is this child who caught your master spy.
On the large monitor, a man in a neck clasp appears. A red light zaps his head.
Hear me, Rylands! Green moon of Galan is eclipsed. Codan Armada will invade. And not even your mighty starfighters will be able to save you.
We shall see, Zor. We shall see.
The hologram disintegrates. Centauri looks at Alex.
You still want to go? And miss all the excitement.
The car ship blasts away from the planet.
Little brat. I invent the game, find the kid, drag him up there, and he doesn't want to be a starfighter. I give up.
They zoom upward through space. An enormous wall of circular pods glow green. Words appear, "The Frontier." Behind them, a shuttle lands on a pad above a gigantic ship emitting red beams of light. The beams spin and form a circle. Two aliens in orange suits and helmets guard a door. The door opens, they step aside.
Control, you copy our star angle difference in parking angle? Delta Beta 2 at 6. Delta Gamma 3.
A half-bald man steps in carrying a white scepter with four bat wings jutting from the top.
Emperor Zur ordered me to bring his scepter.
Let him enter.
Target vector remains on scope.
Zur takes the scepter and smiles at it.
Just like your Codan emperors, isn't it, Commander Crew?
It takes more than a scepter to rule Zur, even on Rylos.
You're right, crew. It does take more than a scepter.
A sharp blade juts out from the top.
How long must we endure this fool?
We have a break in the frontier.
Fire the meteor gun!
My dear Kodan friends, lest we forget, it was your own emperor who granted me command of this armada. For only I hold the secret to the frontier. Only I know the location of the starfighter base, and therefore only I will give the order to fire!
Crow glares at Zur.
Forgive me, Zur.
He bows. Zur smirks.
You are forgiven, Commander Krill. Meteor gunner, fire.
The soldier manning the meteor gunner presses a button. The spinning red lasers halt, the red circle remains, it fades to a flaming orange and purple, a hatch opens from the ship, several round objects launch through the circle. On Rylos, at the frontier, the starfighters work at their stations. On a monitor, alien text turns red, the screen flashes to a digital plane, a white object travels across.
Sergeant? I have an unidentified incoming object in Sector 3-1, sir.
In space, the round objects hurl toward Rylos.
They're headed for the base.
Alert! We are under attack! I repeat, we are under attack!
The recruits put on helmets.
Activate automatic repulsor gun.
A starfighter flips switches at his station. Outside of the frontier, large turrets fire red beams at the objects. One explodes. Inside, the staff scrambles to their stations. The man with the visor places an object behind a manned station. He scopes the area and presses a button on the object. It flashes red light. Gunstars transport before an open hatch. A turret fires at an object and destroys it. On the digital plane, two more objects travel closer. On the manned station, the red light flashes faster. The object explodes in a burst of white light. Outside, the turrets halt. On the screen, two objects approach. The sergeant gapes at the screen. He gulps. One object crashes into the frontier. The second one follows.
At last it is done! Soon the frontier will be down, and they will bow to their new emperor. Or I will darken the sky with their ashes.
Commander, the Zurian spy reports that one starfighter has escaped.
Escaped?
Zor releases the blade from his scepter. Daytime on Earth, a license plate reads California, Rylos, Centauri works beneath his car.
You sure I can't give you a hand?
You've done quite enough already, thank you.
Well, it's only a few more miles from here. I guess I can walk it. So long. Bye, Centauri.
Centauri wiggles his foot. Centauri tosses Alex a small square device.
Hey, listen, I can't take a present from you, Centauri.
Oh, he reduces me to poverty again and he thinks I'm giving him a present. What a world this is.
What is it, then?
It's a second chance, my boy. If you change your mind, just tap the Communo crystals.
He examines the device. The sunlight flashes off its metallic surface.
Keep it.
Ah, Alex! You're walking away from history. History! Did Chris Columbus say he wanted to stay home? No. What if the Wright brothers thought that only birds should fly? And did Galoka think the Yulus were too ugly to save?
Who's Galoka?
Never mind.
Listen, Centauri, I'm not any of those guys. I'm a kid from a trailer park.
If that's what you think, then that's all you'll ever be.
Nighttime at the Trailer Park. Alex heads home. He notices Maggie stomping away.
Hey, Maggie! Listen to this. You're not going to believe this.
I told you, Alex. Me and my, how did you put it, strange sexual urges aren't talking to you anymore.
She storms off. He gawks. In his room, Louis sleeps on the top bunk. Alex smiles at him. He sits on the bottom bunk and removes his shoes. He jumps to a chair on his bedside. The lump under the sheet moves.
Who's there?
Shh. You're gonna wake up Louis.
Alex flips on the light. An identical version of himself lies on the bed.
Hey, you look like me.
Of course I do. I'm the beta unit.
What the hell's a beta unit?
A beta unit is a simuloid. An exact duplicate of you, only not as loud.
Huh?
I was in the star car, remember? We shook hands. I became you, unfortunately.
Let me get this straight. You're a robot?
I beg your pardon. I'm a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line beta unit. Put here as a courtesy replacement for while you're away. Lucky me.
Wait a minute. What are you doing back?
Are you kidding? It's war up there.
Oh. Save the whales and not the universe, huh?
Why don't you go up there and fight?
Simuloids can't fight. We're not allowed.
Well, tell them that you're me. Pretend.
Be quiet, Alex.
Sorry, Louis.
Thanks for the lift. Sure thing, buddy. See you around.
In front of the general store, a truck drops off a man carrying a sleeping bag. He skulks to the starfighter game. He opens his vest and pulls a gun. He points it at the screen and it lights up. He tucks it back in. The game turns on and the screen glitches. He stares into the screen. Beams of light pummel his face. He cups his cheeks with his hands. His face turns bright white and transforms into a distorted pale alien.
And hey, what did you do to Maggie?
Do to her? We're sitting outside looking at the stars and she sticks her tongue in my ear.
Louis rubs his eyes.
I screamed. I'll apologize tomorrow, okay? You're not gonna be here. You're going back with Centauri right now.
What's up, Alex?
Back to sleep, Louis, or I'm telling Ma about your Playboys.
Louis's eyes widen and he slams back down.
You're blowing it, Alex.
Louis leans over the bunk.
What the shit?
I said back to sleep, Louis, or I'm telling Ma about your Playboys.
Outside.
Come in, Centauri.
Alex taps on the device.
Come on, get back here and take your Tonka toy with you.
Alex gawks at the glitching game.
Where are you? Come on, where are you? Centauri.
Greetings, Starfighter.
Centauri?
Alex turns. He walks beside the game. Wooden scraps fall on his shoulder. From above, the alien yanks him by his jacket. The jacket rips and Alex takes off. He hides behind a mobile storage unit and grabs a wooden pole. He inches to the edge of the unit and peeks out at the general store. He inches back behind the unit and scopes the area. Crumbs fall onto his shoulder.
Shit. Come on, Alex, don't be such a wimp.
The alien shoots at the Beta Alex. Sparks fly. Alex hides under the unit. The alien shoots beside him. Beta Alex rises from behind the starfighter game. The alien blasts at him. Centauri's car zooms up. The alien aims at him.
Centauri, look out! What the?
Centauri ducks and aims his gun. Red and blue lasers fly back and forth. Centauri shoots the alien's arm off. The arm lands beside Alex. He shoots again and the alien falls. Beta Alex approaches. Alex gets up from under the unit.
Phew! Foul stench. Dirty creatures.
Centauri wipes his mouth with his handkerchief.
Get a good look, Alex. You can bet your asteroids you'll be seeing more of them.
What?
This is a Zandozan. An interstellar hit beast. Compliments of Zur.
Zur? Why is he after me?
Somehow he found out you're a starfighter.
So you see, Alex, you gotta go back. You got no choice. Because if you stay down here, you're dog food.
Trust Centauri, my boy. Because in 2 hours, this place will be crawling with 10 Zandozans with just one thought on their microscopic little minds. Kill Alex Rogan.
Kill Alex Rogan. He's right, Alex. At least up there you have a fighting chance in a Gunstar.
Exactly. Meanwhile, down here, they'll be going after Beta.
Beta? Beta?
Of course. What do you think he's here for?
Wait a second here, Centauri.
Alex, look out!
The alien arm shoots. Centauri pushes Alex aside and shoots. The alien bursts into flames.
Centauri! Beta, get a doctor!
No native cures, no witch doctors. I'm fine. Just a scratch. Now face it, Alex. You're a born starfighter. Are you with me?
Beta Alex nods at Alex.
Okay, let's go, Centauri. Good luck, Alex. You too, Alex.
In space, the star car zooms toward Rylos. Centauri clutches his stomach. In the backseat, Alex leans forward. Centauri shoes him. He lifts the intercom. Black liquid coats his fingers.
Centauri to Starfighter Command. Centauri to Starfighter Command. Come in, please.
They approach the frontier, half of it missing. They zoom into the decrepit tunnel.
Hey, Centauri.
Centauri loses consciousness.
Attention all personnel. Star car approaching docking bay 12.
Centauri! Centauri!
Alex pulls down the glass barrier and steers. Sparks fly and fire burns around them.
Hey, hit the brakes!
Star car approaching docking bay 12.
The starfighters scramble. Grig notices Alex.
Grig! Hey, Greg!
Alex!
You got Centauri. He's hurt. He's right over here.
Alex opens the driver's side door. Centauri regains consciousness.
You see? Centauri brought him back.
Yes, I see. Don't talk.
Does he have my money, Alex?
I have a fortune for you, Centauri. Now, please be still.
It's here. It's all here. Piles and piles of it. All for you.
At last. Alex, I want you to know it was for the greatest good I brought you back. Of course. It never hurts to be rich.
Centauri's head sinks. He sits motionless. Grig closes Centauri's eyelids.
Until the next dimension, old friend. I'm sorry, Alex.
Centauri? Centauri?
The frontier could collapse at any moment. Alex!
Alex's eyes glisten. He leaves Centauri. On Earth, at Alex's, Beta Alex wakes up.
Ah!
His eyes dart around the room. He rubs his ear. He grabs a baseball bat and approaches the window. He peeks through the blinds. A moth flaps around. He puts the bat down and sits at the desk. He turns on the lamp and rubs his ear. He puts a wrench to his ear. He clutches his head and twists.
Now I need an ear job. I'm dying here. Dying!
Lewis wakes up and watches Beta Alex remove his head. A light flashes from the top of his neck. Lewis's eyes close and he sinks down. He jerks back up. Beta Alex's body sets his head down and examines it.
Alex! What the hell's going on?
Lewis, you're having a terrible nightmare. Go back to sleep.
Lewis's eyes widen and he sinks down. He peeks through the bed frame.
Lewis!
Beta Alex pokes at his head. His brows raise. His hand turns him to the window. A white orb zooms down from space.
Oh, no.
He tosses the wrench, holds the head and shakes it side to side. At the frontier, Alex puts on his uniform in a small room.
Am I to understand there's a Beta unit taking your place back home?
He's trying.
So it's safe to assume that Zurth thinks you're still on Earth?
Yeah.
Grig puts on a helmet.
That could work to our advantage, theoretically.
Alex steps into the hall in full gear.
Ah, now you look human.
Is this my gunstar?
This is a prototype, different from the other ships. She has greater range, more power, and a slight weapons modification. And of course she's got deflector plating, so she can withstand several direct hits.
They cross a catwalk. Grig enters a gunstar.
From here, this is where I navigate the ship, maintain life support and propulsion systems.
Okay, so where do I sit?
Way up there, in the gunnery chair.
Grig's chair rotates backward.
Hang on!
Okay.
A platform raises Alex to his seat.
Now, climb into the gunnery chair. Now, I'm moving you into launch position. There in front of you are the two switches for your heads-up display. Turn them on. While you're engaging the enemy, the screen will reflect all battle instruments towards you.
Through the windshield, an interface appears.
Hey, where'd it go?
It's still there. Suspended in a xenon mist, but it's only visible if you look dead ahead.
Ah, got it.
The lever on your left is the chair controller. As you can see, all guns will track with your every move.
Alex grabs the lever. His chair spins side to side.
Grasp the target control with your right hand. At your fingers is the weaponry. The lasers, photon bolts, and the
particle beams. Hey, wait a minute. This is just like back home. But what's this?
Careful, careful! That's Death Blossom, a weapon of last resort. Luckily, I was in here working on it when the hangar went up. Now, are you ready?
All systems. Go. Ignition.
Blue light flares from below the Gunstar.
Wait a minute. When did the hangar go up?
I told you! When Zor attacked!
And where were the starfighters?
In the hangar!
You mean they're dead?
Death is a primitive concept. I prefer to think of them as battling evil. In another dimension.
In another dimension? How many are left?
Including yourself?
Yeah!
One!
They flip their helmets down. Alex moves his lips silently. Blue flame bursts from the Gunstar and they ascend into space.
Hold it!
Alex spins his chair and faces Grig.
There's no fleet, no starfighters, no plan. One ship, you, me, and that's it?
Exactly. Zur thinks you're still on Earth. Classic military strategy. Surprise attack.
It'll be a slaughter.
That's the spirit.
No, my slaughter. One ship against the whole armada?
Yes, one Gunstar against the armada. I've always wanted to fight a desperate battle against incredible odds.
Alex gapes.
Target lights, Alex.
Target lights?
Yes. You might want to squeeze off a few runs while you have the chance. Just work the bugs out the system. After all, it is her maiden voyage.
Grig pushes a button. Two triangular prisms burst out from the back of the Gunstar and swing around the front. Alex spins in his chair and aims at the flying prisms. He jerks side to side and misses his shots. He clenches his teeth and shakes his head.
Steady, don't fight the chair. Take your time, watch your gun sights, lead your targets. And above all, relax!
Terrific. I'm about to get killed a million miles from nowhere with a gung-ho iguana who tells me to relax.
Alex rips off his gloves. He shoots a prism.
Interstellar!
Two more prisms bust out the back and swing around. Alex misses twice, then blasts both prisms. Daytime at the RV park, through an optical device, Beta Alex holds a pole attached to an antenna. Otis sits atop an RV and repairs the antenna. Beta Alex looks over his shoulder. The pole turns slightly.
Alex!
Sorry.
Okay, now come on. Ease it up. Okay. Oh, that's it. Easy. Nah, nice and easy. Yeah. A little bit more and we get it in there now. Ah! Alex!
Maggie stands behind him.
Sorry. Hi, Mags.
Alex, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Come on. Let's try it again.
Did you smell anything?
Like what?
Like a zzz. Forget it.
Beta Alex raises the pole to Otis.
I just want to say I'm sorry for slapping you last night.
Oh, that's okay, Mags. I deserved it. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe we can make it up to each other tonight, Silverlake.
Maggie brushes his face with a flower. She smirks and raises her brows. She leaves. Beta Alex furrows his brow and raises it. His eyes flash white and he repeatedly raises his brows. He touches his moving brows. Through an optical device, the alien watches. A police car approaches from behind the alien. In space, the Gunstar glides.
The Armada will break through the frontier here and reach Rylos in 20 clicks. Squadrons of deck fighters will precede the mothership.
Squadrons? How many squadrons?
It isn't the number of squadrons that concerns me. It's this communication turret that sends out the commands to the deck fighters, which enables them to act as one during the fight.
Wait a second. We knock out the turret to get the fighters. But to get the turret, we gotta get through the fighters. We're dead.
I'll have it all figured out by the time we reach the frontier.
What's that?
The frontier.
They approach the wall of green pods.
strange. What's a cargo ship doing this close to the frontier?
Hail, this is Gunstar One.
A ship swoops around a giant rock. The Gunstar follows.
I repeat, this is Gunstar One. Identify yourself, please.
The ship whips around and launches a missile.
Alex O'Connor.
The Gunstar dodges two missiles.
Azurian ship. Congratulations, Alex. This is your first live target.
Live?
The Gunstar approaches the pods and flies between them.
Within range in five clicks. Get ready.
They chase the Azurian ship.
I've blocked its beamer frequency, so I can't report back to the Armada. Fire when ready.
Great, wait.
The Azurian ship twirls and swoops into the giant rock.
We mustn't lose them in these caves, Alex. Fire!
They enter a wide rocky tunnel. The tunnel forks and they separate. The Azurian ship's turret aims at the Gunstar through the forked tunnel. The tunnels meet, the Gunstar dodges the shots. The Azurian ship meets a dead end, it whips around, the Gunstar approaches.
Shoot, Alex!
The Azurian ship shoots, Alex holds his fire, the Gunstar accelerates toward them.
Shoot!
Alex fires, lasers shoot from three turrets and destroys the Azurian ship, bright white light strobes.
You did it!
Alex turns to Greg.
I did it. You did it! You almost got me killed!
My deepest apologies, Alex. I had hoped that by putting you in the thick of battle, a great starfighter would emerge. But alas, perhaps there was never one within you to begin with. I shall take you home. You still may live a long and fruitful life back there. That is, until the Kodan reach Earth. But then again...
Alex turns the Gunstar around. Nighttime on Earth, Beta Alex, Maggie, and their friends ride in the truck.
When it all goes wrong...
Hey, yo, Blake! Let that sucker blast, man!
You got it, dude!
So Blake comes back in to grab his pants, right? Sees her old lady and he says, I hope this doesn't rule out dinner on Tuesday night. That's my man.
Alex stares blankly.
Alex, are you okay?
Yeah, sure. Why?
Well, I don't know. You're just acting spaced out. You're not yourself.
Well, if you were me, what would you be doing right now?
Well, for one thing, I'd be trying to enjoy myself. Leaning back, kidding around, laughing.
Laughing?
Well, it's a start, Alex.
Laughing.
Beside the road, a cop emerges from behind a sign and zips his pants. He rushes to his car. He turns to the back seat. The alien chokes the man. A blinding white light consumes them and flashes through the windows. In space, the Gunstar flies through the tunnel.
Nice place. Reminds me of home.
This reminds you of home?
Yes. I live below ground. With my wife, Boyd, and 6,000 little Griglings.
Grig holds up a photo of his wife, a brown, scaly, bald woman in a white dress. The image flashes to photos of them together.
At least until Zora turns them into slaves.
He gazes at the photo and sets it down.
Where does your kind live?
Houses mostly. That's caves above ground. See, here's my family. See, that's my folks, and my brother Lewis, and that's Maggie. We live in a mobile home. That's a cave that goes places. Only we never went anyplace.
A mobile cave that never went anywhere. Fascinating.
Yeah, but we have below ground caves near the trailer parks. Me and my brother Lewis used to play hide and seek in them. Hide and seek.
What is it, Alex?
Well, I was just thinking, maybe we could hide here, let the armada pass by, and then hit the turret from behind.
Then we might take them by surprise. Your plan might really have worked. What a pity there are no starfighters left to carry it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of the tunnel, several Zurian ships perch.
Zurian base!
The Gunstar emerges and Alex blows up one of the ships. Four ships charge and shoot lasers at the Gunstar. Alex hits one, another swings around the back and he blasts it.
Two more dead ahead! Closing pump!
Two ships rapidly approach the Gunstar. Alex starts his aim between them. He hits one, the other ascends, he aims upward. The ship crashes into a larger Zurian ship, they both blow into pieces. Alex gapes, Greek presses a button and a small spinning digital plane appears on the screen.
Earth course logged into navigational beams.
Greg?
What is it, Alex?
Maybe there is a starfighter left.
Greg smiles and pumps his fist. Nighttime at Silver Lake, the cop car parks beside Alex's friend's truck. The cop exits and carries the alien's laser gun. He stares across the lake. A group sits beside a fire. Beside another fire, Maggie and Beta Alex toss and turn beneath a blanket. Maggie flips the blanket off of herself and turns away from him.
What's wrong? Should I put my tongue in your ear now?
Don't bother, Alex.
Well, it's just, I'm kind of new at these gland games.
What are you talking about? It's like you're a million miles away, Alex.
Maggie folds her arms and puts her head down.
Yeah.
Beta Alex notices the other friend snuggling further away. The girl turns away.
Forgive me.
The boy places his hand on her back. Beta Alex observes and he mimics him.
Darling, forgive me.
Maggie half smiles and ignores him. He listens in.
Come on. You're my Juliet, my Venus.
You're my Juliet. My Venus.
Maggie turns to him and grins.
Alex?
All the other girls meant nothing to me. It was you. You. You.
Shut up and talk dirty to me.
The other girls meant nothing to me. It was you. You.
Maggie's eyes widen. Her nostrils flare.
Should I talk dirty to you now?
Ugh, that does it.
God. All right, I give up. I'm not Alex Rogan.
What?
I'm a Beta unit. I'm an exact duplicate of Alex. See, he's up there saving the universe while I'm down here for target practice.
The cop shoots him.
See?
Alex points to the hole in his stomach. Green goo drips from within his metal insides. He gets up and chases after the cop.
Alex! Or whatever you are, wait, wait!
What are you doing? Let me go. If that Thanos hand reports back that I'm not Alex, Alex is in big trouble. You're staying here.
No, I'm not. I'm not staying anywhere until I find out what's going on.
God.
Hey, my truck.
Hey, come back!
Beta, Alex, and Maggie pull out.
Scratch that paint, you're dead, Rogan!
In space, on Zor's ship, the red lasers spin and boom, the purple and orange flaring ring before one of the green pods.
Ready to invade, Commander.
Invade!
Commander, the Zurian ships have not answered our invasion code.
Frontier is down, the moon is eclipsed, the starfighters are dead, invade!
All squadrons ahead, half speed, with energy probes on.
Zor's ship releases several small Zurian ships through the ring. They hover over the giant tunnel asteroid with shining spotlights. The Gunstar hides in a cave. Alex and Grig remain silent in the Gunstar. Alex's eyes flash back and forth.
Energy probe. Shut down, Alex. Shut down. Power off.
An armada of Zurian ships pass above them and shine spotlights. The cop car zooms around to a cliffside. The alien, wearing the cop's uniform, steps out and dashes to a small spaceship.
Alex, in space? Is this for real?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's all for real.
Well, then don't talk, drive!
An antenna rises from the alien ship and rotates. On Zor's ship.
Commander Krill, we're getting a signal on the alert frequency. Acknowledge.
There it is. All right, when I get this signal, we're gonna jump, okay?
What do you mean, jump?
We're gonna ram them.
What?
Extermination emissary Zeta 6-1 message.
Ready?
Oh.
Jump!
Alex!
The last starfighter.
Maggie rolls out of the truck.
You owe me one, Alex.
Beta Alex crashes straight into the alien ship. Thick smoke and sparks explode.
Alex!
Transmission pulsars have stopped, Commander. The last starfighter
is dead. The last starfighter is dead. Nothing can stop us now. A head full to right.
The enormous Zurian armada flies in formation. Alex and Grig observe the passing fleet. A huge ship follows.
The command ship.
There. The turret at the far end.
I see it.
Good luck, Starfighter.
Thanks, Grig. For everything.
Alex glances at the picture of his family with Maggie. He focuses on Maggie. On Earth, Maggie stares at the sky.
I love you, Alex Rogan.
Six.
Heads-up display, check.
Five.
Lasers, check.
Four.
Particle beam, check.
Three.
Photon bolts, check.
Two.
Chair control, check.
One.
Let's do it.
Grig pushes the throttle, the Gunstar's jet engines flare up, and they take off.
Tracking alert.
Krull observes a monitor.
Unidentified craft. What is it?
On the screen, a target hovers over an object and expands into a Gunstar.
Wait.
Gunstar?
So, the last starfighter is dead? This has gone far enough. Seize him!
How dare you?
I am the Emperor of Rylos. I and I alone command this entire release me. I command you. You will pay for this with your lives.
All guns, fire!
Turrets below the command ship turn to the Gunstar and fire green lasers. The Gunstar flies straight ahead, and Alex aims at the turrets.
There it is! The turret!
Alex, now!
Yes!
Got it!
Hurry, Alex! Fire! The armada's almost around us!
Alex aims downward. Four missiles burst from the top of the Gunstar. They glide forward, then curve away from each other. They turn to the command ship and explode on impact. The ship rumbles and the Khotan guards drop Zor. He yanks back his scepter and whacks one in the face.
Escape pod activated.
Zor hops into a pod.
Escape pod ignition.
The Gunstar has gone from our senses. Alert wing commanders.
Communication turret is destroyed.
The armada approaches Rylos.
All communication and radar systems are out, Wing Commander. Proceed with the visual attack formation.
The Gunstar moseys overhead.
Life support good. Ammo packs a peak.
Think we gotta use Death Blossom.
Remember, Death Blossom delivers only one massive volley at close range. Theoretically.
What do you mean, theoretically?
After all, DB has never been tested. It might overload the systems. Blow up the ship!
What are you worried about, Grieg? Theoretically, we should already be dead.
Open Death Blossom petals. Switches on.
On the Gunstar, four panels slide open and reveal rows of cannons.
Do not trigger DB until we're within range. Just use your lasers until I give the signal. Remember to leave
your target. Recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier.
Now are you ready?
This is it. Here we go.
Charge!
The Gunstar twirls downward and glides below the line of ships. Alex aims. He shoots each one down. Explosions cloud the view. Alex swivels side to side and blasts the ships. The armada breaks formation and follows the Gunstar. Alex spins and destroys oncoming missiles. He blows up two ships. He takes out a ship from behind.
On your right! Your left!
Evade!
The Gunstar flies upward. The fleet on the left and right crash into each other.
Power packs are low. We need time to recharge. Laser power draining!
Several ships fire at the Gunstar. Alex darts his aim and destroys the missiles. The Gunstar takes a hit. His station shuts down.
Great, my weapons are gone! Should I do it?
Easy, easy! Wait till they're all in Death Blossom range!
The Gunstar rumbles. It takes several hits. Grieg watches a monitor. Dots form around a digital sphere.
Fire!
Alex presses the emergency weapon button. His seat swivels and flips. The Death Blossom cannons spew red lasers and take out every Zurian ship. Alex blinks hard and stretches his jaw. The Gunstar floats. It spirals slowly in place.
Did it.
Yes, we actually did, didn't we?
The command ship!
Commander, our guns are out. Damage control's repairing them. Forget the guns! Landing speed!
The command ship's huge jet engines flare up and it charges. The Gunstar floats before the green moon.
Grieg, we need power!
Death Blossom's drained all power! I'm working on it! I'm trying to ram boost.
Grieg fiddles with a circuit board.
All we have left is life support power.
The command ship rapidly approaches.
Grieg!
Grieg connects a wire. The circuit lights up. The jet engines ignite. The Gunstar soars under the command ship and grazes the bottom. It readjusts and glides to the side.
Weapons on!
We have them now! Fire! Fire!
Alex shoots at the command ship. Inside, stations in the bridge explode. The Coden commanders wobble and hang onto a console in the center.
Report. Guidance system out. Auxiliary steering out.
Divert! Divert!
She won't answer the helm. We're locked into the moon's gravitational pull. What do we do?
Krull's helmet slides a visor over his eye.
We die.
The command ship slams into the moon. Blinding white light flashes and strobes as the explosion bursts from the moon. The Gunstar swerves around. On Rylos, the Gunstar stands before a red carpet and crowd. Greg and Alex parade the carpet.
On behalf of the Star League and all citizens of Rylos, I congratulate you on your dazzling victory.
Thank you.
Thanks.
But, as you know, the frontier is down. Zur escaped, and there is still danger. So I was wondering if you wouldn't be willing to stay on and rebuild the Starfighter Legion.
Wait a minute. Rebuild the Legion?
Yes. Of course you'd have the help of an old friend.
An old friend who?
Greg shrugs and points to an alien with dark gray skin and glowing red eyes in a white cloak. The alien wipes its face with a red cloth. Centauri's face appears. He pulls down his hood.
Centauri! I thought you were dead.
Me? Die? And miss all the excitement? Oh, no. I was merely dormant while my body repaired itself. No, I won't bore you with the details. Suffice it to say, you're on Rylos, my boy. Stop thinking human. That's lesson number one. Now, lesson number two. You've got a good thing going here. Keep smiling. Don't blow it. Lesson number three. Always trust Centauri.
They stand before an enormous crowd. Spotlights shine to the sky.
Alex, they love you.
You see? All Rylos is behind you.
You've got to stay, Alex.
You will stay, won't you?
Of course he'll stay.
That's very reassuring, Centauri. Greg, I leave it in your capable hands.
Alex gawks and nods at the crowd.
Stay.
Nighttime on Earth, at the general store, Maggie sits outside and bites her nails.
Alex! Alex!
She heads to the RV park. The Starfighter game glitches.
Greetings. Greetings, Starfighter.
Bunny, have you seen Alex?
Can't say that I have.
I will ask Maggie. She knows where he is. She was with him.
Maggie, where's Alex?
Yeah, where's my truck? Where's your boyfriend?
Mrs. Rogan, about Alex. You see, he's...
Oh! Uh-huh.
A gust of wind blows.
Oh, but what's going on? I don't know.
Otis steps outside. He squints and surveys the area. Dust blows around. A bright blue light shines, the Gunstar descends. The neighbors gawk. Lewis flips open his blinds.
Oh my god!
He jumps from the top bunk.
Woo! Alright, made it!
He grabs a jacket and dashes outside. The Gunstar lands gently beside the general store. Maggie stumbles closer and shields her eyes. Otis leans backward and shields his eyes. Maggie strides over to the ship.
Maggie. Maggie.
Maggie stands before the Gunstar. It stands tall, with four huge jet engines and a craning neck pointing straight up. The neighbors climb the steps to the general store. Jane leaves it and carries Louis. Alex lowers from a platform at the top of the Gunstar. Maggie stands with her hands clasped. Alex reaches the ground. Maggie's eyes widen. He approaches her and removes his helmet.
Alex?
Hi, Mags.
Alex. Is it you? I mean, is it really you?
Alex holds her and they kiss. Maggie holds his neck. Louis drags Jane over.
Look!
She pulls him back.
My God.
It is you. It's Alex! Alex!
Alex, what is going on here?
What is this thing?
Wait, hold it, everybody.
Alex, what is all this?
I've been to another planet, Ma.
Another planet? She doesn't help fix my antenna.
Yeah, who stole my truck?
And cut my electric.
And ruined my stove. Yeah.
Oh, that was a beta unit.
Beta unit?
A robot.
A monster.
All right, it's an alien.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hey, Granny, put away that shotgun. What's wrong with you? This is my friend, Grig. I want you all to meet my friend here. Grig, this is Mrs. Boone.
Hello.
And this is Elvira.
Delighted.
Me too. How you doing?
I do well.
And this is Granny.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And this here's Otis.
A pleasure.
Any friend of Alex.
And this is Maggie.
I've got it. A very large pleasure.
Hi.
Louis tugs on Greg's belt.
You must be Louis. I hear good things about you.
Hear that, slimes? I'm famous.
And this is my mom.
You should be proud of Alex, Mrs. Rogan. You must all be proud of him. He saved the Star League and hundreds of worlds, whoa, including Earth.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
God.
Time to leave, Alex.
Alex?
I have to, Ma. They need me up there.
Oh, Alex. I always knew you'd leave someday, but I never expected this.
Gee, can I go too, Alex? Can I?
Sorry, Squirt. There's only enough room up there for me, Grig, and Maggie.
Me?
Yeah.
Alex, I don't think what? I can...
Come here. Why else do you think I came back?
Well...
Didn't we say we'd always be together?
Well, yeah. I mean, together here or in the city. But not there, Alex.
Max, you gotta come. See, I don't know when I'm gonna be back. Don't you see? This is it. This is our big chance. It's like when Otis says, when it comes, you gotta grab on with both hands and hold tight.
Well, what about Granny, Alex? You're right. I'm scared of leaving here. Why can't you just stay?
Maggie, I have to leave. And I want you to come with me.
Maggie frowns, her eyes glisten.
Alex! Hurry!
Greg beckons to Alex.
Well, I gotta go. Bye.
Alex kisses her lightly.
Alex, we can't hold off their radar any longer.
Yeah, okay. I can go, Ma. Bye. Bye. Make it easy. So long. So long, everybody.
Maggie joins the crowd. Granny embraces her. Alex steps on the platform and gazes at Maggie.
Alex!
Granny.
Be sure and write, or whatever it is they do up there.
Maggie kisses her cheek. Alex ascends.
Alex! Wait, Alex!
He stops the platform and helps her up. They hug and kiss. The platform rises.
Come on, get that stuff. Keep
watch what you're doing.
Oh, keep your distance.
This baby really packs a punch.
Bye. Bye.
Look at.
Ain't that
good? Oh, go on, Clarence. They're
gonna be happy up there.
Go on, Alex.
Go on,
Alex.
The jet engines ignite. Dust blows the crowd back and they shield their faces.
We're gonna be famous, aren't we, Odie?
Yes, sir. The whole world, the whole universe is gonna know about it. Star light, star bright. The place where Alex and Maggie left for the stars.
Lois! Lois!
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zor and the Codan Armada.
Lewis stands before the video game. He looks up and watches the Gunstar lift off at the same time as the game.
Wow!
The Gunstar ascends into space. The RV park sign blinks a blue star. Credits scroll. Lance Guest, Alex Rogan. Dan O'Herlihy Grigg. Catherine Mary Stewart, Maggie Gordon. Barbara Bosson, Jane Rogan. Norman Snow Zor. Robert Preston, Centauri. Christ A. Bear, Lewis Rogan. Supervising Sound Editor, Fred J. Brown, MPSE. Re-recording Mixers, Robert L. Hoyt, John J. Stevens, B. Tennyson Sebastian II. Video game available from Atari Incorporated. Read the Berkeley Book. Credits continue. Copyright MCM 34th Lorimar/Universal, a joint venture. All rights reserved under intentional conventions.